Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Look what he says here. He says at 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 7. He says, and our hope of you is steadfast. We know for sure our hope for you is steadfast. Now you be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of truth and the law of Yahweh. He said, knowing that as ye are partaker of the sufferings, ye shall also of the consolation. We must be partakers of the suffering. You can't get into the kingdom without being a partaker of the suffering. In this world today, this God of God is teaching them not to be a partaker of the suffering. He wants them to be rich and fortunate. It's not teaching them that. They tell you if you suffer anything, it's because you don't know God or many. If you're suffering, then there's some kind of spirit of Yahweh that he's trying to show you that he has ordained that. So this world does not even know what suffering is. The old folks have the ability to suffer today. They try to ditch their minds with drugs and everything. The doctors are getting rich. They give it to the doctor, but yet they hear a man of Yahweh. They will call for prayer, and yet they will not give one dime. The old folks will spend their money to the doctor, yet they will tithe, they will give offerings up, they will pay up the Yahweh that is righteous. Your heart is not right. That sin is not right. You give that which is righteously due unto him. That's the truth. They will pay a doctor bill. They're more worried about a doctor bill. They will trust in Yahweh. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to trust him. And if I don't always sing that song, I'm going to trust him until I die. I'm going to trust him, for my hope is in him. And I have no other hope but in him. But in him. They will ride to Canada to get drugs cheap. They're just like one in one side of Charlotte saying they got some big bags of crack over there. The fellow's name is Jeffro Bodine. He's got it. You go over there and Jeffro got it. They will go all the way across town and find old Jeffro. Where's the stuff? Well, you got it. Give me a bag of it. Because he's selling a big fat bag of crack, a fat bag of cocaine. They'll go all the way to Canada to get their drugs. To get their drugs. That's what they're doing. No different. They're going to get their drugs. They're trying to get them a cheap cop. That's what they're doing. It is not of Yahweh. They have no faith. The old folks at one time had faith, had confidence in Yahweh. We don't have men of faith no more. We don't have the motherly spirit no more. Why? They trusted everything but Yahweh. They got mouths to talk, but their mouths have not been prepared by Yahweh. Their hearts have been prepared by sin, corrupted, every kind of vile thing there is. They sing the song, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. How far are they going to trust in their lords? They don't even trust him. I'm going to trust him with their life, first of all. If you trust him with your life, you're sure not going to trust him with a nickel. That's the truth. They will not give Yahweh one dime, but they will spend every nickel in drugs. My drug bill is $800 a month, but they will make sure they pay the drug bill. They will make sure they pay the drug bill. Well, if I don't get my drugs, I can't live. You're going to die, old woman. Oh, man, you're going to die. You are going to die. And you better do all you can in this dispensation for him, because you're going to stand before him. You think he lied when he said to that rich young ruler, go sell it to the house and bring it to me, give it to the poor? And he said, and then come follow me. You think he meant what he said? He allowed us to get it alone so we can experience certain things that we will know that our lives are not based upon these temporal things of this earth. That you don't hold nothing dear to you. You give that which is righteous unto him. And he means you give your tithes and offerings too. You that come in, you give your tithes and offerings. You give to Yahweh which is righteous. He says, for we in verse 8, for we were not, brethren. He said, we don't want you to be ignorant of our trouble now. You had trouble, Shaul? He said, I want you to be ignorant of our trouble. 2 Corinthians 1:8. Which came to us in Asia. He said that we were, first of all, oppressed out of measure. Pressed out of measure? He said, above our strength, we had no strength. I thought I had something, but we were pressed beyond that. It's so much that we despaired even of our life. We thought we were going to die. He says in verse 9, he said, we had the sentence of life in ourselves. He said, the sentence of death. You got the sentence of death in you. He said, but that we should not trust. But this was so, he said, Yahweh allowed this so that we will not trust in him. That's why you have the sentence of death. So you will not trust in yourself, but in who? What does it say in the KJV? All right. Is it trust in who? Yahweh. You trust in Yahweh, which Do what? Which what? That's why you better trust in Him. That's why Messiah said you better trust Him. Because He's going to raise me up. How long? 3 days. 3 nights. You better trust Him. Trust who? God? Nah. You better trust your lie. That's His name. Not Jesus. A pagan lie takes away from the identity of the Father. You can't get salvation out of the name Jesus. They made it up. Only Yahweh. He said that we may trust in Yahweh who raises the dead. Look at this. Who deliver us from so great a death. And doth or He will deliver. In whom we trust that He will yet deliver. Verse 11, He says, you helped us because of your prayer. Because of your prayer for us. He said, I want you to let the saints know, thanks be given unto many for us. For the pardon of Yahweh, the answer of many prayers. He said, Yahweh delivered us. He pardoned us because of the prayers of the saints. The prayers of many. You see the power of the prayer? And that is something that we're not very proficient in, are we? Come on, lift your hands and say, help me, Father. Come on, help me, Yahweh. We're not good at that. We're not good at that. We're not good at that. Ain't no willingness. Deacon Ben is going to get something started up here. He'll let you know. But we're not good at that. We're not good at those things. Those saints prayed. Why? Because they knew that the destiny was in Paul. And Paul was ready to be delivered. He was ready to die. He was ready to stay or to die. We ought to be ready to die or to stay every day. Every day we wake up. Either way you choose, Yahweh, well, I'm ready. If you call me up like Brother Ray, I'm ready. If you leave me here, I'm ready. Sure he did. The prayer of the saints, he said. Because they were praying. No, they weren't praying for the world. They were praying for Shaul. They were praying for the brothers. Father, deliver him. Help those brothers. Why? Because Yahweh would trouble their heart. Why? Because in everything they did, it was a preparation. They prepared. Prepare for death. We must prepare, saints. We don't want to be separated. We don't want to be separated from Yahweh. We don't want the darkness of our minds to overshadow us. That's why we need the mind of Messiah. We need that mind. We need that spirit today, saints. Nothing else. The God of fortune is not going to give that to you. I can tell you about all the blessings. We can own every drop of land around here. I don't want to own every drop of land around here. I don't want it. I just want to keep the wicked off of us. We have a little space between them. That's what I want. Yeah, I want a little space between us. And that's all I want. We're not trying to own Jefferson. We're not trying to establish no monumental type of business here. We're grateful that He sustains us. And that's what He does too. He sustains us. He sustains us, and that's enough. So it's not going to be by some $50 million He gave me that I can say, look at what we have. That's just, no, it's going to be by faith. And we ought to be very grateful for that. Your brothers say, go out here and get these jobs. It's a work of faith. They have no promise tomorrow, even the jobs that they need to do. No one, they say no. No promise. Brother, they have not promised that job. Brother, they're not promised that. They're laying them off by the thousands. Wife and husband working in the USA, they're making $150,000 and they both lose their job. How did you replace that? Tell me. You don't replace that. You don't get that kind of money again. Been there 20 years and they both gone. Wife making $65,000, $70,000, husband making $50,000. This is it. When? Next week. You give your severance package. You got a house payment, a $200,000 house? House payment $2,000 a month? Crazy. They're fools. That's what they are. You have food and raiment. The reason Yahweh gives us that, because we're not occupied with those things. They have food and have clothing. You don't have to be occupied with that. Then you can prepare. You can prepare. Sure you can. If a woman has everything to prepare for a meal, she doesn't have to worry about running out to the store. She got everything to prepare. She lays the meal out and she prepares it. That's how you do it. So we need preparation in this hour. He says in chapter 2 of 2 Corinthians, look what he says here in chapter 2, verse 14. He said, now thanks be unto, anyone have that, what it says in the KJV? Thanks to who? You see, even in that rendition. And thanks be to Yahweh, which also causes us to, now what is that word? Triumph. In who? In who? In now. That's what we have our triumph victory in, Messiah. You're not going to have it outside of Him. He causes us to, who causes us to do that? The Father does. He causes us to triumph. Well, how do we triumph in Messiah? Because how many days he lay in the grave? How many nights? Did he get up? Did he get up? Did he get up? So we triumph in Messiah. He causes us to have victory in Messiah. For in that body is the great victory delivered unto us, saints. And the mind shall have understand that and thoroughly digest that. What a great power we as saints would have. You're fragmented. That's why there's not a great strength and a great anointing. Fragmented. Too fragmented. You got a fragmented disk and the computer's not going to work right. You got to defragmentize that thing and bring it all together. And all the closed gaps, you close them up. Close everything tight. And that's what Messiah does. He brings us all together in a oneness or tightness as He and the Father. And so brother and sister, they're brothers and sisters. Sisters and sisters are sisters, period. That's the way He wants it. So we have very little time to prepare for death. Because we prepare for everything. I want to prepare for that. He says, causes us to triumph in Messiah and maketh manifest the Savior, or make us to understand the one, the Savior, of His knowledge, or saving power of His knowledge, by us in every place. He make us to let others know about the saving power of Yahweh, how He delivers and brings great strength. He said, for we are unto Yahweh. Look at this now. For we are unto who now? It says in the KJV, we are unto God, doesn't it? It doesn't say Lord, doesn't it? But look at what it says now. For we are unto Yahweh a sweet savor of now, of Messiah, in them that are saved, or in them that whom Yahweh has saved, or are being saved, and them that perish. Now he said, that's what we are. For we are unto Yahweh, in Messiah, because of Him, we are something precious unto those that are being saved. They love us. Those that are truly saved, and those that perish is the same thing. That's what we are. That's what we are, saints. And that's what we should be. He says, to the one, we are the savor or the scent of death. We bring death. The preacher brings death, destruction, unto death. And to the other, the savor or the scent or the smell, the fragrant of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as many. For we are not as many. Is that what it says? It didn't say a few. Many. Straight and narrow is the path or the gate that leadeth unto Yahweh. And it says, how many few that be that what? Find it. Broad and wide is that gate of destruction. And how many go therein? Many. So he said, we are not like many which corrupt the word of Yahweh. What did they corrupt? What word was he talking about? The law. The prophets. These liars, they corrupt the law of Yahweh. The prophets. They corrupt the word of Yahweh. He said, but as sincerity, but as of Yahweh in the sight of Yahweh, we speak in who? Messiah. We speak in the promise of Messiah, the hope. We speak in that hope. That's how we speak. We speak in Messiah. For it was all fulfilled in Messiah. So that's what we speak in Messiah. The law was fulfilled in Messiah. He gave us the power to live the law in Messiah. You can't do what the law said outside of Messiah. But you must be in Messiah. You must be in Yahshua. That's not hard to understand. I can understand that. What is what Messiah said? He said, if you love me, then keep my commandments. Do what I tell you to do. When I told you how to pray, you pray, our Father which is in heaven, hallowed or praise be your name. Well, what is the Father's name? It's not Jesus, it's Yahweh. Certainly isn't Jehovah. It's Yahweh. I want to close here in a few scriptures. Matter of fact, I intend to go this long. Yahweh knows all things. Hallelujah. The scripture says in 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1. And David spake unto Yahweh the words of this song in the day. What a beautiful song. We ought to sing this song. That Yahweh had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Shaul. Verse 2. And he said, Yahweh is my rock. My fortress, and my deliverer. He is the father of my rock, Yahweh, my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield. He is the horn of my salvation. He is my high tower and my refuge. He is my savior. Thou savest me from violence. That has changed. It's the same Satan. These men corrupt the truth. They have corrupted it. He said, I will call on Yahweh. He didn't call on God. He didn't call on Mary. He didn't call on Jesus. He didn't call on Abraham. He called on Yahweh. He told you, he said, I will call on Yahweh who is worthy to be praised. Because I call on him and praise him, so shall I be saved from my enemies. He said, when the waves of death surround me or compass me, the flood of these unrighteous, vile men made me afraid. He said, and the sorrow of hell compassed about me. And the snares of death prevented me from crying out, from saying, help me, Father. He said, in my distress, when I could do nothing else, so afraid, didn't know what to turn, my mind was messed up. He said, I called upon Yahweh. I just called on Yahweh. Yahweh, help me. I was so distressed. I said, Yahweh, help me. And my cry, and the cry, I cried to my Father, and he did hear my voice out of his tabernacle. And my cry did enter in to his ear. When death compassed you, when the sorrow and the fear of death overhold you, you call upon Yahweh, and he hear you. Scripture says that in this day shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. Shall be saved. Just like strangers were going to Israel, they were not part of the covenant. And yet Yahweh saved them from their enemies. And we're in that hour. And folks will not call upon that name. They despise it. They hate it. They love the name of many. And God, the God of fortune. Listen to any of these preachers, and that's all they preach today. Fortune. To have gain. Everything that is labor, Pentecostal, charismatic. That's all. They don't preach the truth. They corrupt the word of Yahweh. You tell me men can corrupt that? Yeah, they corrupt the word of Yahweh all the time. That's what Shaul says. Is that the truth or a lie? And they corrupt it. Jeremiah, quickly. Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 15. Jeremiah 13:15. Now you need to hear and give ear. Be not proud. This is a proud generation. People are full of pride. Nobody tells me. I want someone to tell me. They're full of pride. There are things I don't know. You tell me. I have no problem with that. I don't have that kind of spirit. He said, be not proud, for Yahweh has spoken. It's not me. He said, Yahweh spoke what Jeremiah says. He says, give honor unto Yahweh, your Father. You must give honor unto him. He said, give honor to Yahweh, your Father. He said, now you better do this. Why? Before he calls darkness. And before your feet stumble upon the dark mountain. And while you look for light, he turned it into the shadow of death. And he make it gross darkness. Don't you see why the darkness is in the minds of the people today? Because we don't honor. We say, you must give honor to him. You must exalt him before he calls darkness. You don't do that, saints. He's going to pause that. He said, you give honor to Yahweh, your Father, before he calls darkness. Now, who calls him the darkness? Him. Before he calls death. The darkness of death, the shadows of death, and make it gross darkness. He said, but if you will not hear it, my soul shall weep in the secret place for your pride. And my eyes shall weep sore and run down with tears. Why? Because Yahweh's flock is carried away into captivity. That's why we're captivated. That's why the things of the world captivate the people today. It brings them into captivity. Their minds are born into captivity. Why? Because we don't give honor unto Yahweh. We see this denigration of Yahweh, His truth. We see the shamefulness of this world. We ought not to touch it. You ought not to touch anything in this world, saints, that defy the name of Yahweh. You ought not to even touch it. Leave it alone. That's the truth. I know we don't want to hear that, but that's the truth. I don't care who it is, mama, daddy, anything that resists the truth of Yahweh is wrong. I don't care who is sons, daughters, grandchildren. That's it. That's it. They're not on His side. And they will kill you. They will despise you. You tell them the truth. And that is the truth, saints. He says, not I speak, it's Yahweh. I want to close with this. I want to show you the sin. I want to read this. Romans chapter 1. Just a few verses here. Romans chapter 1, verse 28. The sins that bring death. Yahweh says, Romans 1, 28, and even as they did not like to retain Yahweh in their knowledge, Yahweh gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not proper or convenient to do. He said, being filled with all unrighteousness, that's this generation, filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, greed, always for gain for someone else's, maliciousness, a wickedness that is can't really be defined, full of envy, they're murderers, they love to debate, deceit in their heart, malignant, the whispers, backbiters, haters of Yahweh. Now they hate Yahweh, now they don't hate God. Many. They're despiteful, they're proud, boastful, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parent. And He has uncovered those things in the hearts. And He shows us constantly these spirits that enter into our hearts because we will not retain His truth in our hearts. When He tells us of us, reject that. We get angry with Him. He said, without understanding, they're covenant breakers. Without natural affection, they say they love, they don't even know how to love. They have no love. They have no ability to suffer with one another. He said, they are implacable, they're so hard. And they are unmerciful too. Who knowing the judgment of Yahweh, do we know His judgment? They which commit such things are worthy of life, of death. Not only to do the same, but to have pleasure in them that do them. Not only do you have pleasure in doing them, but you have pleasure in those that do them. Not only do you have pleasure in them, but you have pleasure in those that do that. We should not take pleasure in those that are of that kind of spirit. These are wicked men. And they pull their false gifts out of their bosom to pervert judgment. That's what the wicked do. Who are the wicked? Well, those that say they know Him, and yet they do not walk in His truth, in the light of His truth. And so they want to convince you they're walking right, so they pull gifts out of their bosoms to pervert you. They pull gifts out of their bosom to pervert you. Not the sinner, but the wicked. It's not the sinner that does that, but the wicked pulling the gift out of their bosom to pervert the judgment of Yahweh. You can't judge them righteously. You don't judge them righteously. You're a spiritual man. We judge all things. We judge everything. We do. One that commit these things, you're worthy of death. Now, if you commit in these, you better prepare for death. Because you're going to die. You're certainly going to die. And our only hope is this. Our only hope is this. This is it. I like this year. It says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Shaul said, for as much, Hebrews 2:14, for as much then as children are partakers of the flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, Messiah, that through death he might destroy him that had power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on himself the nature of Balak, Melechem, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things It behooves him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be merciful and faithful high priest of the things pertaining to who? To Yahweh. Messiah is the high priest of the things that pertain unto the Father. Why would we not identify the one who he's the high priest of? To make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is also able to succor or to secure them that are tempted. He was tempted and tried. He knows what it is to be tried. So he's able to secure us or to bring us unto the Father. For we are tempted. When we are tempted, he knows how to bring us from under the bondage of that. That we might overtake him of that temptation. Why? Because he's been tempted. Messiah. He is the hope of Yahweh. He is the high priest. He had to come as the high priest of who? He didn't come as the high priest of Jesus. He came as the high priest of, he did not come as the high priest of Gad and many. He came as the high priest of Yahweh. He was after the order of Melchizedek. He had no beginning or no end. Melchizedek, what did he begin? No records. No records of Messiah. Oh, we beheld him in the form of that virgin birth of Mary. But he is the hope of Yahweh for us. He is the assurance of the Father that what I have committed unto you, I will hold my promise. I bless him for that. He is a testator. And without the death of the testator, then what he has willed to us has no power. So once he died, then my, that's what gave the strength to the will. If he had never died, then there would be no strength to the will. Well, who was the one that willed it? It was the Father that willed it. Abba, our Father. May he give us peace and strength today. May he help you all today, saints. I pray that he help you, that we began to prepare our hearts. And only Yahweh can do that. Well, how will he do that? Well, then you give him the power to govern you by his righteous laws. And they will not lead you astray from him or unto sin. They will lead you unto life. There's not one law here that Yahweh gives us that leads us away from him. You can't love him without loving his name. You must. You have to. How can you love him and don't love his name? How can you love a wife and you don't love to hear her name called? How can you love a husband and you don't like to hear his name called? You got to. Hear your husband's name called, it does something, make it. Sure does. That's love. Sure it is. So how do you love him without? I want to know him. I want to know this one that has pardoned my sins with the price. Who paid it? That is the price? Pay for my sins? Who said that? Yahweh did. May he give us strength and peace. May he help us press on in this hour. A great devastation is going to befall America and the nation, saints. It's coming. There's no doubt about that. It's coming with great vengeance of Yahweh because of the sins. And the wickedness is sad. It is so sad. This world is robbing the virtue of the children today. It takes everything out of them. It does. I'm telling you, saints. It does. Their little minds have been filled with demon powers. Okay, what no one says. You know, R.G. Stair was the first man to talk about television. The old preachers of old, they would warn you about those things. Get that mess out. It's wrong. It's wrong for a saint's mind to be given over to that, to be controlled by the little device that actually make them sit there and bow down in obeisances. You're obedient, you're quiet, you sit there for hours, and that's wrong. That's not Yahweh. We can't sit 1 hour in the house of Yahweh, can't wait to get home. We've all experienced that one. Turn that thing on. Come on. Something ain't right, saints. And so they control the children. Now they got their minds so confused and confounded. They give them 2,000 channels. What do you do with that, Tim? When I was a kid, we had 2. We graduated to 3. And they need to hike. When I had a television, I think I had 15 channels, but that was too much. Now they got 2,000. Now they have 3 or 4 dish on 1 television. What do you do? What do you do all weekend? We just sit there and just eat. That's wrong. And no time for your way. It's sad, saints. May he help us, give us peace. He give us strength. Hallelujah. Father, in all things, we thank you. We bless you. Bless your people. Give us rest. Peace today as we go forth. Thank you for all things. Bless all things in Messiah's name we pray. Hallelujah. Y'all, we bless you.